victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, An Act of Fear. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God intends that we rule and reign like kings in the earth. Doesn't he? How do kings rule and reign? If the king wants a ditch dug, does he look for a shovel? No. If the king wants some beans or peas or strawberries or peaches, does he go look for the basket and his work clothes? No. If the king wants a road built, does he look for the heavy equipment so he can start it and start with? No. Tell me how a king does it. How does a king do it? The king sits in the place of authority and he says, let there be a road built. Let there be peaches brought. And because he has authority, things happen for that word to be. This is how kings rule and reign. If you control your words, you control your whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. The ships, which are so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they're turned about with a very small helm, a rudder, whithersoever the governor lists. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. Can you understand? Saying one little thing can start a course of something bad or good. One thing leads to another. One word and thought leads to another. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It defiles the whole body. We know from the previous verse it can control the whole body too. And it sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Every kind of beast of birds and serpents and things in the sea is tamed, has been tamed to mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Now a lot of people read that and they think, well, can't tame it anyhow. Then why would he write to us about it? No, it means you can't tame a tongue outside yourself. You can tame animals and things outside yourself. You can't tame my tongue. Nobody can. Even if you try to force me to say something that I'm scared, as soon as you walk away and leave, I can say anything I want to. I can't make you say the right thing. I can't tame your... Nobody can tame your tongue but you. You're the only one that can control that dude. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. By your words, you're justified. By your words, you're condemned. Your words can make you sick. Your words. Somebody says, yeah, but they found a thing in there and they found this and that. Yes, but where did it start? And when did it start? You're looking at results. You're looking at aftermath.
That's right. Yes,
right. Amen. Everything natural started as something spiritual. It started where you couldn't see it. Then it became where you could see it. But friend, even though a ship is huge and the wind is blowing fiercely, there's a way to turn that ship around. Even though you've been going down the same path and it's been a bad one and maybe for years, there is a way to turn it around. But you got to get a hold of the rudder. You got to get a hold of the bridle. You got to get a hold of the steering wheel. What's the steering wheel of your life? Your mouth. Your tongue. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Then you should never say something you don't believe. You should never say something you don't want. No matter how real it is, no matter how you feel it, no matter how you're being pulled to say it, if you don't want it, don't say it. Say, I call my body healed.
I call my body
whole.
Kidneys?
Kidneys.
Work right.
In Jesus' name. Is that how most Christians talk? Are you kidding? Millions of Christians wouldn't dare say that. We'll just leave that up to the Lord. He knows I'd sure like to have it. But that's up to Him. Said who? These scriptures, do you believe them?
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
That life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
Proverbs says so. Let me read them to you. Proverbs 6:2. You are taken as a net by the words of your mouth. The sayings of your lips have overcome you. Proverbs 12:14. A man reaps the result of all his words. Moffat's translation. From the fruit of his words, a man is well satisfied. How are you going to get well satisfied? By what you say. Consistently. What you say. Proverbs 13:2-3. From the fruit of his lips, a man enjoys good things. Verse 3. He who guards his lips guards his life. But he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. Proverbs 14:23. Idle talk leads to poverty. Idle chatter leads only to poverty. No more poor jokes. Are y'all with me now? Quit talking down. Quit talking needy. Quit talking broke. No more sick jokes. No more fat jokes. You're locking yourself into it. You're making yourself where you can't get out of it. See, there's some people who realize, they say, I've tried everything. What's wrong with me? I don't eat half of what they do, and I do this and I do that, and nothing works. You said it. I can't do it. My metabolism is so slow. I wish I had the metabolism of these young folks. But I must have the slowest metabolism. Friend, your metabolism is programmed by God to do what comes out of your mouth. And it's true. Some people are at such a disadvantage because their body is the way it is, and their glands and their thyroid and their levels, but they say it every day. Every day they make excuses why they don't have what they want and why they can't get it because of this. And they say it. And they say it on Monday. And they say it on Tuesday. And they say it on Wednesday. And they say it on Thursday. Well, I don't know anybody, and I don't know how in the world we could ever get that going. And I'm not educated. And people think that's being humble. It's being spiritually ignorant. All things are possible to him that believes. Talk to your metabolism. Talk to your liver. Talk to your kidneys. Jesus talked to fig trees. Jesus talked to the water. He talked to the wind. He's our example. He's showing us he did it as a man. He didn't do it as God. He did it as a man, showing us how to do it. Don't talk how it feels. Don't talk how it's been. Talk what you want. Put your faith on it means put your words on it. And be consistent. Somebody say consistent. What does consistent mean? You don't say one thing when you're at church and another thing when you're with other people. You don't fall right into that unbelief talking when you get around them. You can't do that. That's what he said in James. Out of the same fountain does it come, bitter water and sweet. That's not how it works. Cursing and blessing can't come out of the same mouth. You're going to undo what you've been saying good. You say what he said, and that's all you say. I mean, you are meticulous about what comes out of your mouth. You absolutely, I don't care how bad it hurts. I don't care how grim it looks. You will not talk death over yourself. You will not talk poverty and failure over yourself. You won't do it. I don't care if they're hooking up to everything and hauling it away. You will not talk defeat and failure and lack. I don't care if your airplane is twisted and upside down on the runway. What do you say? You say, glory to God. God's got something better for me. Things are picking up. And a man like that, a woman like that, that is the unconquerable spirit of faith in Almighty God, cannot be defeated. Cannot. Will not fail, because the word would have to fail. That ain't going to happen. I think somebody's getting this evening. 15:4. All these are in Proverbs. 15:4. Gentle words cause life and health. Griping brings discouragement. Griping brings discouragement. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Why are some people so discouraged? You don't have to listen to them 10 minutes, you know. And they don't understand. They think I just have a bad life. They're bringing it. Their mouth is bringing it. I'm quoting the Bible. 15:23. A man has joy in an apt answer. How delightful is a timely word. How wonderful, the Living Bible said, it is to say the right thing at the right time. Is that wonderful? How many know if you'll just hush a little while and be quiet and check on the inside, the Lord will show you the right thing to say about this. And when you do, instead of hurting it and making it worse, you'll help it and make it better. I've been in some tough situations in the past several years with people that were heartbroken and some terrible stuff had gone on, and I don't know what to say and do in and of myself, and my opinion's not going to help them, and my feeling sorry is not going to help them. So the moment I hear it, I begin to say, Lord, what to say? Show me what to say. What to say? Because His words are life. And there's been more than once that I've gone into a situation. I'm thinking of one and then another and another right now. I mean, it felt like death in there. It was just, everybody was just so defeated. And the Lord gave me something to say. Oh, glory to God. When He said it to me, I almost laughed. But it wasn't the kind of situation you laughed in, you know. So I controlled myself. I thought, oh, God, You are so good. That'll do it. And I worked the conversation around to it. And at the right time, I said it. And you could see the depression come off of them. You could see the stuff just wash away and a smile for the first time in a month. Oh, glory to God. The right word at the right time breaks bondage. How many know God anoints words?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Watch Your Mouth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1305K. That's R1305K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.